relief.com. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield, and a very interesting historical basis for current events potentially unfolding in Lansing. So I'll let you go ahead and tee up your thoughts, and I'll respond accordingly.
Okay, so back in Marbury versus Madison, did the Jefferson administration, should they have received this commission from Marbury? It wasn't delivered on time. There's a new administration. Now, the court said here in this case, oh, this is just a formality to deliver the commission to the Secretary of State. It's just a formality. Now, the question is, when a governor signs a bill, is that a formality? That's a ceremony. You really don't need a governor's signature. Is that true? No. That's not true. The governor has to sign, as on the federal level, the president has to sign a bill. Now, what's happened in Michigan is that during lame duck, a few weeks ago only, they pushed through, the Democrats, 9 different bills. They're on this, that, and the other, and I'm sure you've talked about this a little bit, but for some strange, and the details are in the Detroit News if you want to look up the details.
Sure.
That they never got delivered to the governor so she could sit down and sign them. So now we have a new legislature. We have a new speaker. The clerk got a hold of the new speaker and says, we've got these bills, they've never been delivered to the governor. The Democrats are saying, well, Matt Hall, deliver these. And Matt Hall has said, and I'm paraphrasing,
sure,
I don't know that I will. Frankly, I don't know that I can. It's not just should he, it's can he.
Well, because of the Constitution and the previous legislature, while they were in session, Joe Tate, the Speaker of the House, Pastor Chatfield, he waited until the very last day of the calendar year, keeping that legislature open. But what happened between Christmas, New Year's, and then before the beginning of the next day, January 1st, technically is when the new legislature took effect, those bills, as passed in the House and the Senate, should have been sent to the governor prior to the end of the session for her consideration from that legislature. But because they weren't delivered, guess what? Matt Hall, in my opinion, I don't think he's under any obligation to forward them to the governor for signature, and therefore they cannot become laws.
There's two questions. Is he under obligation? And is he under authority? I'm not even sure.
He doesn't have the authority per the Constitution.
In other words, let's say the Democrats would have won back the Michigan House of Representatives. And let's just say they chose a new speaker. Would he have the authority to deliver these bills to the governor?
No.
It's a different legislature.
You'd have Tate was the acting speaker, and because his caucus fell apart, thank God for Karen Whitsitt, the lone Democrat from Detroit, but he had the obligation and was actually the only one that could deliver those bills to the governor. No other future speaker could do it, Democrat or Republican, in my opinion.
That's what I think. Now, this is going to go, I can't imagine this not going to court.
Yeah.
The only way, listen, let's say Speaker Hall says, okay, I'll deliver these, and we'll deliver them to the governor. Then somebody else could say, wait, I'm challenging this.
Sure.
Somebody will challenge this.
Rusty Chatfield will file a lawsuit and absolutely demand a hearing on it and allow the constitutional argument of everything you just laid out.
Right. And this is,
you could do, you, any, I could do it. You could do it. Any of our listeners could do it.
And this is similar. It's not exactly identical, but it is similar.
Well, let me ask you this, question from a legal standpoint. Would Madison versus Marbury actually be the precedent case under which you would make your argument?
No, because the court said in that case,
okay,
this, the delivery of these commissions is a formality. It's ceremonial. The intent of the law, we understood the intent of the lawmakers. That's different than what our Constitution
says.
Oh,
you bet you would.
It has to be signed.
I see. Yes,
Not the same. It has to be signed. And it hasn't been. So somebody's going to make this argument. This is, by the way, I will just say this. Everything I know about Joe Tate, he's a decent human being, but this should not have happened like this. I mean, somebody dropped the ball somewhere, and I don't even know who. That this is just a detail that should have been worked out.
Somebody, well, you would think, because, of course, he'd never been a speaker before. He didn't. I don't think he's ever read the Michigan State Constitution. But you would think his legislative aides and his advisors, who have been in Lansing forever, you think they would have said, hey, Joe, you got to forward these over to Governor Whitmer before you close up the legislative session so that she can consider signing or vetoing or whatever these bills. If you don't get them to her, we're closing up shop. We're no longer going to be in charge.
Now, the details of all this, I do not know, obviously.
None of us do.
Yes, something. And let me just tell you something I do know. So you've got a bunch of Democrats there, the lady representative from Detroit, and you've got Governor Whitmer, and you've got Secretary of State Benson and Attorney General Dana Nessel. And do you know that people in the same party don't always necessarily like each other?
That's true.
and Speaker Tate, I don't know what happened. I have no idea.
Let me give you just a real quick background so you can understand the dynamics. I think that was at work. Karen Whitsitt is a state representative from Detroit. She got COVID, was on her deathbed. She heard Donald Trump talk about ivermectin. She took it. She told her doctor on her deathbed, give me ivermectin. He did. She recovered. She went to the Oval Office and met with Donald Trump. She is supporting, and I don't know if you remember him, State Representative Fred Durhall, D-U-R-H-A-L, very well-dressed, nice suits from Detroit. He's on the Detroit City Council, and he is personal friends with Karen Whitsitt. They represented very much the similar district, even with the redistricting of the maps. Fred Durhall used to represent a large majority of Karen Whitsitt's district. She's supporting him for governor because of what's happening with Mike Duggan. The mayor of Detroit announced he's running for governor in 26, but as an independent. So if Durhall is going to think about throwing his hat in as a Democrat, well, guess who else has been considering it now that Duggan's stepping down, not running for re-election? Former state speaker of the House, Joe Tate. She's not supporting Joe Tate, even though he's from Detroit. She's supporting Fred Durhall. So I think that's one of the reasons she wanted him to make him look like an ineffective leader, Speaker of the House, and because of this screw-up, potentially, because she sat out, refused to participate, the majority, the 56-seat majority, was gone to 55. He couldn't get any of these bills through. He basically had to blow up the lame duck session because of Karen. I think she did it as a tactic to help her supported candidate, Durhall, do better in the Democrat primary than Joe Tate if he decides to run. So that's just a short, you know, background. But I got to tell you, did it work? Did they actually do something right?
I don't know. Here's the story here. Dr. Lee Robertson said this. It's a very famous statement. Everything rises and falls on leadership. Speaker Tate, I don't know what happened. I don't know the details, but it happened under his watch.
Yep.
Now, did somebody on his own team sabotage this? I don't know. I have no idea. All right. I know is that what should have happened was these bills should have been presented to the governor for her to sign. I don't care if you have to fly to Florida or wherever she was. We've got to get this done. It's got to be done.
Got to be delivered to the governor.
And it didn't get done. That's all we know. And so now this is all up in the air. It's got to be considered very embarrassing to the Democrats that something like this happened. And I'm not sure that you or I will ever know the details of this. You might be right, but I have no idea if you're right or not. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's going to be interesting. And here's the other component to it. Some of these bills directly affect so many other things that the Republicans are totally opposed against. Do you think maybe Matt Hall wants the tip wage law fixed? He wants a permanent long-term road funding formula. Do you think he says, Governor, and when he brings Senate Majority Leader, if you guys agree that these bills will be brought up passed in the House and Senate and signed by the governor, I'll deliver those 9 bills. Is that a possibility?
No. Now, listeners, I study the Constitution, but I'm not a constitutional lawyer, so you can take my opinion for what it's worth. Speaker Hall uses the argument that, hey, I don't have the authority to deliver these to the governor, that I'm the Speaker of the 103rd
Legislature,
Michigan House of Representatives. This was passed by the 102nd. I have no authority to do it. I cannot do it. Then, if that's true, you can't say, well, I need these things fixed. You got to go through the whole process and redo them all or nothing. I don't see how he could say, well, I'll do it if you do this or that, because then you've lost your constitutional argument. I don't think he can do that. You have to start all over.
Right.
Otherwise, just deliver them. So, there you go.
Yeah. Can he do it constitutionally, have the authority, or doesn't he?
Right.
Good question. Yep. Final segment of our discussion. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
I'm excited to announce Bernadette Smith, our current GOP vice chair, as my co-chairman. Her energy and passion are truly inspiring.
Thank you, Jim. I'm thrilled to join forces as we work together to raise the funds our party needs to champion President Trump's MAGA agenda and to defeat the Democrats in 2026.
And together, we will make Michigan great again.
Paid for by Jim Runstead for Michigan Republican Party State Chairman. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment. Pastor Chatfield, I'll let you wrap up your final thoughts on this discussion today.
A lot of the things in law are way less clear than what you think. There's some details that you got to get right in law. And the Democrat, I'll go back to our lesson. Mr. Adams, Mr. Marshall, you didn't deliver the commission in time. Okay, you didn't deliver the commission in time. Okay, I think Jefferson was right, but the court they maneuvered around that by declaring a portion of the Judiciary Act of 1789 unconstitutional, asserted the right of judicial review, and so they placated both sides. What's happening in Michigan is she didn't get the bills, our governor
exactly.
Decide.
Right.
So what? Yeah. So the Detroit News said that. They were quoting some legislation. Well, but the Constitution says it shall be delivered to the governor. By who? This is a new legislature now, as I see it.
Sure.
A new speaker, a new legislature. Those bills, they didn't do what was constitutionally required.
Now, I have a question. Can the Democrat Senate Majority Leader from Grand Rapids, Winnie Brinks, can she deliver them to the governor, or does it have to come from the House?
What the Detroit News said was it started in the House, it's got to be delivered by the House. That's what they said.
All bills start, especially if there's an appropriation component, financial consideration, has to start in the House before it gets sent to the Senate. So if it originated there, it's got to be delivered from there.
By the way, this is just a point. It's true in Michigan. It's true all in Washington, D.C. The people that know the rules, if you can have a speaker that understands the parliamentary rules and works close with the clerk of the House, who's nonpartisan, you can get a lot of things done when you know the rules. I didn't know the rules. Well, boy, you should have learned them. Like, somebody in your staff should have told Speaker Tate. I mean, maybe they did. I don't know. I don't know the details. I don't want to speak like I know. But they didn't get these bills to the governor in time. By the way, yeah. I'm not calling them laws. Why are they not laws?
No, they're bills.
They're bills. They weren't signed. That's the way it works. Now,
when the governor signs the bills that were passed in the House and the Senate, they then become laws.
Yes, but I don't think, in my view, which is you can take this for what it's worth, it's a done deal. Those are dead now. Because those are bills from a different legislature. This is a new government here. This is a new legislature.
Yeah.
I don't see either way it goes, I can't not imagine this not going to the courts.
It's got to go to the courts. The Democrat in Whitmer wants those bills signed into law. The Republicans don't. And because Joe Tate screwed up, the lame duck was screwed up, basically, checkmate. I think that's going to be the decision.
According to the Detroit News, Whitmer is very lukewarm on some of these bills anyway. See, that you just throw that into the mix. She was lukewarm. She didn't like some of them, but she was going to sign them. And I guess everything rises and falls on leadership. But I'm not sure you can blame this on Speaker Tate. I simply don't know, because I don't know enough of the details. Maybe there was sabotage, purposeful. Who knows? Maybe there was intrigue. I don't know. Who knows? All I know is they didn't get signed, and it's too late now. That's my view. So, I'm waiting for Randy. You still there,
well,
Randy?
Sorry. You cut out for a second. I got a little internet problem here in the studio. But basically, I hear what you're saying. I agree with you. That's what I think is going to happen. But here's the question. How does it go through the process? It goes, where do they start in court? They don't go to the Supreme Court right away. What would be the legal process?
As I taught my class this week, and we talked about Marbury versus Madison and Supreme Court.
Yeah.
The Michigan Supreme Court, along with the United States Supreme Court, does have original jurisdiction along with appellate jurisdiction. This is one of those cases that theoretically could go immediately to the state Supreme Court. Theoretically, I'm not saying it will. I have no insight on that. But okay. Sometimes they can. And that court is controlled by Democrats. At the very least, this is very embarrassing that you didn't follow through with things. So
right.
At the very least. Well, I don't know whose fault it is. I do not know.
Well, you know, Fred Durhall and Karen Whitsitt will say it's Joe Tate's fault. So therefore, he should not be the next mayor of Detroit. That's what they're going to do with this. So. Pretty interesting. Unbelievable. But I'm glad you brought it up. I don't read the Detroit News because it influences my show. So I'm very glad that you brought that to our attention. I will now check it out and see. Who was the reporter? Was it Craig Mauger?
I do not recall.
All right. I'm willing to bet it's probably Craig Mauger, and he's the puppet for Whitmer, Nessel, and Benson. So we'll see. Do more research on that. But again, just wrapping up the breaking news story during our history lesson, unconditional discharge of the conviction of Donald Trump in the New York City court, New York versus Trump case. They actually, Pat Chatfield recorded, was allowed by Judge Michonne to record the audio, and Fox is playing back that audio. Donald Trump actually testified via a Zoom link into the courtroom and gave his reasoning why it should be discharged. So check it out when you can find it, and we'll see you on the radio 11 o'clock on Sunday.
Well, good. Look forward to it, Randy. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hour number three, today's final show hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo